Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. I hope the sun is shining where you are, but even if it isn't, you can still have a good day in spite of the weather. The secret is in trusting the Lord and following the recipe in this old song. Sing and smile and pray. That's the only way. If you sing and smile and pray, you'll drive the clouds away. Yes. Three things to do: sing and smile and pray. Sing, let the blessings in your heart come out in a song. Smile, a smile is a curved line that sets things straight. And prayer is your heart turned up to God in love and faith. So have a wonderful day in the Lord, and now join the choir in singing. Thanks, choir. Quick question, kids. What's the difference between a frisbee and a boomerang? Well, one thing is a frisbee is a flat circular disc that you sling into the air and it sails away a long distance and your dog or a friend picks it up at the other end, while a boomerang is a bent or angular flat wooden piece that you sling into the air. And if you do it right, it'll sail away beautifully and then come back to you. How nice not to have to chase after it. Boomerangs were used in the Down Under continent of Australia for useful purposes. But sometimes our words can boomerang too. Angry or hurtful words or untrue tales or words spoken without thinking can do terrible damage among family, loved ones, or friends. They bring heartache or anger to the person about whom they were spoken, and then they often come back on the person who spoke them. We say they backfired. An angry or gossipy word spoken without thought can wreak havoc and hurt people. Think of it this way. It's better to be a bee that gathers honey than a wasp that carries a sting. We must guard our lip gate. James 3:6 says, "The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity." A lighted match, carelessly dropped by a passerby, can burn down a farmer's haystack or start a fire that burns down someone's house. Afterwards, the careless person may apologize Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to burn down your house. Well, that may be so, but the damage is done, and it can't be undone. So, Bible clubbers, let's be careful. Let's think before we speak. Three questions to consider before you speak. Is it kind? Will anyone be hurt by what you're going to say? Is it true? Is what you're going to say the truth? Is it necessary? Would it be better left unspoken? Sometimes we say more than we should. In Psalm 141, David prayed, "Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips." Let's show kindness, boys and girls. Let's ask the Lord to help us, as Isaiah said, know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. And now, choir. Stones may break my bones, but words can never harm me. Tony half sang, half muttered the familiar saying as he capered through the kitchen to grab a couple of Mom's chocolate chip cookies. Then he started again. Sticks and stones may... And where did you get that idea? Mom interrupted. What made you think that was a good motto? Where did you hear it? Well, everybody says it, Mom. I hear it at school all the time. Especially around Gilbert Drum. The kids are always saying something bad to him. They're always teasing him, saying he's dumb or ugly. They make up rhymes like, "Gilly, gilly, slow and silly," or "Drum and drummer, dumb and dumber," or, "Or what, Tony?" Mom scolded. "You don't talk like that, do you?" "No." "Well, sometimes I..." "Tony... That sticks and stones saying is very common, all right, but it is just not true. Unkind words can hurt as bad or worse than throwing a stone at someone or poking them with a stick. It's time you stood up for Gilbert, don't you think?" "Well, yes, ma'am." "You need to be like the good woman in Proverbs 31. In her tongue is the law of kindness. And do you know the royal law?" "The royal law? I never heard of it." "Well, I'm sure you have. Maybe you just didn't notice. In the book of James, he wrote about the royal law, 'Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.' You don't want to be hurt by words, so you don't want to hurt Gilly or anyone else. You must think before you speak. Let me tell you a true story of what happened many years ago in a frontier town. A boy was playing in the street with the other schoolboy friends when the stagecoach came rolling into town. Several people got out, and at last one old man with a cane who was having a real struggle got down from the coach. When he finally did get his feet on the ground, he walked in a very peculiar way. His feet turned one way and his knees turned another. The boys didn't miss the chance to make fun of the old man, and this boy, without thinking, shouted, "Look at old Rattlebones!" And the other boys took up the cry, "Old Rattlebones! Old Rattlebones!" The pained look on the old man's face showed that he had heard the cruel mocking comment, but he said nothing and hobbled on down the street. Just then, the boy's father came around the building, greeted the old man as a dear friend, and took him to his own home for rest and refreshment. The boy watched with a guilty conscience. He couldn't play any longer. Later in the afternoon, he went home, and in the living room were his father and the old man visiting. When the father heard his boy come in, he called him to come into the room and meet their guest. He went in tremblingly to be introduced to the stranger. Fortunately, the man didn't recognize him as the one who had mocked and called after him in the street. He said to the father, "Such a fine boy was surely worth saving." The words cut the boy to the heart. Many times his father had told him of the time when he was just an infant that he fell into the river, and of the man who plunged into the river to save him from drowning, and who, as a result of that incident, had developed severe crippling rheumatism. That was the very man whom he had made a laughingstock by pointing and calling him "Old Rattlebones." The boy was so ashamed of what he said and done that he never forgot it, and then, from then on, tried to be kind to anyone who was afflicted in any way, and to old persons and any who were weak. Tony was quiet. "Did that really happen, Mom?" "Yes, it did. Suppose it had been your grandfather who the boy mocked." Tony remembered Paul's rule, "Be ye kind one to another," and the royal law, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Remember that the boy or old person or anyone you might mistreat is the soul for whom Christ died, just as he did for you. Tony sat on the porch. He had a lot to think about. With God's help, he wanted to be kind and show Christ's love every day. What about you? Can the Lord count on you to show his love and kindness? Ask him to help you to be unselfish and to love and be kind to others for his sake. And now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.